going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush, and Mike Schaefer. Hour 3 is sponsored by our friends at NEBCO, now hiring at Ready Mix Concrete. Check out their job openings at NEBCOinc.com. Mike Schaefer's still with us. Again, his hour is sponsored by Ben Spurk of Farm Bureau. You can always call or text Ben at 402-217-9945. By the way, I keep getting every single day text, tweets, I'll address it again. Spotify. Oh, podcast. Geez.
We're in trouble.
We're still not back on Spotify.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we've been called.
We had some issues with some music.
People love Spotify.
I know.
Yeah. That's a big one.
What I'm going
Jake,
to do.
We've been asked to leave.
This has like been almost shy of a month here that we have been off Spotify. Like it's off. Like you can't even, if you type in early break, it doesn't even have a page for us anymore.
What?
Yeah.
We had some music issues. Yeah.
Copyright.
We're going. Yeah. We are still working
the
with Spotify,
copyright.
Trying
Don't
to
get me
back.
Started.
We are at every other podcast platform though. So if you could like maybe change your routine up for the time being to go to
People
Apple
like
Podcast
Spotify.
Or any right. other, you know, is
they
Stitcher,
do.
Stitcher still a thing?
Stitcher's still
okay,
a thing.
We're on that for podcasts.
I think Twitch. Podbean's still a thing.
Twitch is done though.
I know.
Right?
Yeah, it is. I know. It's breaking up your routine to have us on Spotify.
Just go to YouTube.
I wouldn't. Yeah,
the tube.
You can rewatch the show on YouTube, or you can, you know, figure
Allo.
Out. Yeah. YouTube. Allo's Allo 961. You can watch the show live that way. We're on right now at Allo.
We'll eventually be back on Spotify.
I believe we will be back on Spotify.
Do we have to write a letter of apology?
I think we have to
prove
they,
all
they,
do.
All
they
four
came
of us, down.
We all write a letter.
They
Dear Mr.
Took
Spotify,
us off Spotify.
Apologize
Dear
for Jake.
Mr. Spotify.
Apologize for Jake's songs running too long. It'll never happen
My
again.
Apologies.
Is that what it is? Is that what we're talking about?
The stool.
I block, but when we podcast, I don't put Song of the Day in there. That's caused issues. We don't put the actual song in the podcast. We try to avoid that situation.
Hmm.
So I hear you, Everyday Breakers. I know. I appreciate that you listen that way.
I got four texts today.
We will try to get it up. Back on Spotify soon, but in the meantime, we are still available every other place you could find us out there. So that's the plug for Spotify. 464-5685, call or text as always. In my phone call with Steve Sipple yesterday, we talked about jerseys and we talked about schedule, which is one of Bill's favorite things in the world is schedule.
I Schaefer. Love schedule.
Okay.
And on the group chat of Husker Online yesterday, someone asked a question about, I think everybody agrees in this room that Penn State is Nebraska's most difficult game on the schedule this year. Late November on the road, right? Anybody push back on that? Nobody?
I would have to. It would have to like look at the schedule and.
It's, okay.
But yeah, it's up there. It's either the first or you could, if you wanted to, I could accept a Michigan argument.
Okay, then we'll stay there. What is if Penn State is the toughest game? Is there a clear second most difficult game on Nebraska's schedule?
What if we said most important?
That's fine. You can phrase it that way.
Most important.
Unfortunately, isn't that just Cincinnati?
Well,
I hate to be the like
the coach in the room,
annoying and glib with that answer, but I cannot envision.
I
really,
that.
really cannot envision things going well if Nebraska starts 0-1 on a Thursday.
Huh. The beginning
Arrowheads.
No, I could see that. It depends what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Most the toughest or the most important.
Yeah. But that again jumps out to, and I know we're, I think Schaefer nailed it with, this is where we are, how we view the season. But at the same time, when you name off that it's Penn State and Michigan, and that's your only two games where you really go,
right,
okay, those are really hard. And Michigan's probably going to be starting a true freshman.
Yeah.
So you,
right. in your state.
No, you're catching them. That might be the first conference game for both teams.
There's not a juggernaut of a schedule at all.
No,
that could be the one reason of Nebraska faring in that 8 to 9, 10, whatever.
USC would be third on this discussion.
And, again, and you have them home.
I think so.
And they come here. So, but anyway, when you sit there and look at it, you go, hang on now. Because USC is, like, preseason, they're, like, picked, like, 9th or 10th. That's where they're at in the big picture.
It just points up that the schedule's very manageable.
It is.
It screams. Because sometimes you go, like, we went over Florida's the other day, and there would be, there's, like, 8 games.
Oh, it's
There's 8 games you go, I don't know how we win. I'm not sure how we win this
game. Florida's in hell right now.
The question someone asked is, which game's more important, Michigan or Iowa? That's a good question.
I think it's Iowa.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'd be Iowa. Yeah.
I mean, we fall into this trap, I think, every year where we want to talk about the toughest teams on Nebraska's schedule, and they lost to Illinois and UCLA last year. Mm-hmm. Why don't you go beat the middle of your schedule?
Right. Yeah. That's
I think
at Minnesota.
All of the games are tough for Nebraska when it comes to conference play. Mm-hmm. And so, part of it for me with answering Iowa on that is it's just that's the team that you play. Like, I would. At some point, either Nebraska has to get to the level where that's a 50-50 game, like they're actually winning it 50% of the time, or something like that. I mean, it would be great to beat Michigan at the beginning of conference play. I do think there's something to the idea of finishing strong in November would actually have people excited around here for whatever comes after that Iowa game.
If you're going to sell Michigan as more important than Iowa, it'd be because of Michigan's recent past.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And Michigan is Michigan. It's Michigan. They're not far removed from a national title, and it's all that Michigan entails. And then and you might pick up some momentum from it. So I could see Michigan.
Yeah, I think there's no wrong answer for that question. It's just to me personally, I think there'd be a little extra juice of just getting one over Iowa, and then maybe potentially doing that more often.
Are we in agreement that that is a legit rivalry now?
Nebraska-Iowa?
Yeah.
I've been there for a while.
I have as well.
It's not hard. You
have been slow to
admit. I'm not slow anymore.
I don't
not after last like, year.
I don't really get hung up on the rivalry thing as much as I think other people do. Like I could talk myself into other programs being borderline rivals of Nebraska too, but it's largely Iowa, and then feels like Wisconsin would be the next closest, but I mean, Minnesota could be there if you really wanted to stretch the definition of any of it, too.
That's a bit of a stretch. Iowa's not a stretch.
See, I don't see any of them as rivalries because the other side has to turn their key, and they don't.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. Close your eyes and imagine what you look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits, there's no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak. Early break for your personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
So,
Iowa is a big deal.
It's a big deal, but it's not there. Most people have one, mm-hmm. some have two. Mm-hmm. Texas has two, mm-hmm. they have Oklahoma, they have Texas A&M, where both sides agree
right.
that this is a rivalry. Iowa's close to it, but they're not. Minnesota 100% is not. Wisconsin.
No. Wisconsin or Iowa.
Mm-hmm. Or Iowa. And that's mm-hmm. what I'm saying. Iowa's not. Iowa wants to beat Nebraska in the worst way. They don't. They still, just because of spite, almost will not classify Nebraska as their rival. Mm-hmm. And so, but now Nebraska mm-hmm. made Colorado a rival because Nebraska also said it is a rivalry. So both sides have to be able to say it, in my opinion. And that's where it stinks for Nebraska. They don't have a true.
Yeah.
They don't have a true rivalry. You go. That was nice for a while there. To look at BYU and Utah, they didn't play. Like Texas A&M didn't play. Those are huge rivalries. Just imagine Auburn and Alabama playing once every 4 years. Or Michigan, Ohio State playing one every 2-3 years.
Yeah.
I mean, those are hard. But to have those ones, but I think Nebraska looks at Iowa as the rivalry game, or this is the if we can must win a game, that's the game.
Yeah. I just have a tough time thinking Iowa doesn't treat it as such with just their general actions in that contest over the last decade. The defensive tackle losing his mind because Matt Rhule was making a lap around the field, which
last year
coaches do all the time. Yeah. Their own actions make me think that it's as important of a game to them as it seems.
It's very important to them.
God, I agree. Felt like it in the stadium. Holy God.
I can't,
I would agree with that.
When you see before the game, the fans, I told you, we used to do our pregame show at Tipsy Tina's over here, and Lead Belly before that. The amount of Iowa fans that would walk by you and just flip you off and yell
that
at you.
Very odd.
Was insane. And even here, I'm sure we'll have this year where they stop by, people will go in front of our glass, flip us off, walk by, probably yell at us.
Like Colorado fans.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's what they have gone to,
right.
It feels like. It's craziness.
It's pretty hard.
In their stands last year,
oh God,
there's some words I can't repeat on these airwaves.
Yeah.
I got the Green Bay kid in my ear. I also had some Iowa adults in my ear that game.
Yeah, my wife said 2 years ago when we won there, she said it was ugly in the stands.
It was hot.
I said
it was
ugly in the stands. She said
it's really hot.
Corey in Lincoln has a good question. He says, look at it from reverse. Which loss is easier to swallow, Michigan or Iowa? He says, obviously, Iowa is a harder loss.
Oh, God, that's a good point.
He says, Iowa is a harder loss to swallow than Michigan.
Absolutely.
Every year.
That's a good point.
Absolutely.
So which one's more important?
Probably Iowa.
It's also the end of your season.
Yeah. It depends kind of where you're at in your season,
regular season.
It depends a little bit where you're at. If you're playing them in your 5-6, it's not as big.
There's been so many years Nebraska had 5 wins, and hey, if they beat Iowa, they're going to a bowl game. If not, they're not. Now this past year they already had six wins before mm-hmm. that game, and so mm-hmm. Iowa could knock you out of bowl contention, but still freaking won that game.
With
5 first downs.
Yeah, it's a memorable game. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was memorable because of the atmosphere for me. I'll never forget it. That Let's Go Hawk chant freaks me out. It's loud.
Bothers Jake when Sip brings this
up. He just always brings up the Let's Go Hawks.
It is an amazing chant.
An amazing chant?
Thank you. Push back.
They're saying let's go, and then a version of their team name. This happens in stadiums around the country
across the world.
But it's bloodlust chant, though.
The way you're describing this is just fascinating.
It freaks me out.
Yeah.
It's dark and cold, and those fans are just... They're in a frenzy at that.
Kinnick
point.
It's a solid environment. Solid environment.
It's a great environment.
That game,
for coaching in, fans are right on top of you. It's what you want to play. And if you're an opposing team, you're excited to play in that.
Nebraska's had exactly one game where it looked like they got to be excited to shut up Iowa, essentially. And that was 22, as you're well aware.
That was a fun game. Too bad you couldn't go to a the bowl game was not on the table there, but it was a fun
That felt fun like a game. Very cathartic day for Nebraska football.
It's 24-0 at one point.
Yeah.
Trey Palmer's just tearing up.
Got Garrett Nelson scoop and score, I think.
Yep.
Didn't score on it, but got a,
he got
a big scoop.
For some reason,
it.
I thought he scored, but
we had two of them on that. We got him on a corner blitz also, or we knocked the ball out and got the got the ball out for us right there. Newsom was the one who forced
it.
Newsom forced it. Yes.
Newsom.
Yeah.
Damn.
What a good day. What a day. All right. Before we get to break, Bill. Lights in the house last night. Did you have Easter lights on again, or what'd you have for the halo lights?
Same rotation. We went Easter to lavender. Easter to lavender. We've been, I'm not saying lazy, we just, we really enjoy that Easter look. It's just kind of a, it's a really good, it's a calming look. Then we go to the lavender, and we need to change it up. We need to get better with it. It's halo lights. Duke's getting them put up. They're going Duke's getting them put up in the next few days, yes.
You you go red, white, and blue for Memorial Day coming up end of this month. We're now into May.
Yeah, you're
make
exactly.
The flip.
I like that. I like that. And you can do, like you said, and you don't have to do every light. You can do, or you can do this one, 5 red and 5 blue. You can go like, you name it.
Customizable.
You can customize
every single
everything
light.
You want. Who is that with, Jay?
That's HaloCustomLighting.com.
Custom.
Check it out today. Be the star of your neighborhood and start a trend in your neighborhood.
Josh McGuire from Neiman is heading out to Duke's house today.
Whoa.
Heading out to Duke's house today.
Is Duke in Lincoln?
What's that? He's in a acreage out by Malcolm.
Yes. Oh, I've been to his house before.
I think it was close to where you drove your pickup through that snowbank. I think it's in that area. Yes. When you launched yourself onto was it Highway 34? Is that the one?
My and truck
spun around,
spins.
Spun
if
around
Sipple's
twice.
Truck could talk, the stories it would tell.
If I were a feral cat.
Yeah. The stories it would tell.
The truck would be good.
There was only one thing to do that day.
Yeah. You did it.
Yep. HaloCustomLighting.com. Are you sticking around for Bill's Thrills, Schaefer?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, I'm
all right.
Here.
Bill's Thrills is next on Early Break of the Ticket.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.